One of the primary reasons that the Florida platform, in particular, has persisted as a carbonate factory for so long, as compared to the others that have disappeared along the margins of the Tethys Ocean, is the existence of a deep channel defining the platform's northern boundary. This seaway, known as the Georgia Seaway, Suwannee Straits, Suwannee Channel, or Suwannee Seaway, has prevented muddy water coming from rivers draining the southern Appalachian Mountains from reaching the Florida carbonate factory. By doing so, the seaway has prevented burial of the carbonate factory, or prevented a significant reduction in light reaching the seafloor, thus reducing the photic zone, and thus reducing photosynthesis. This seaway occupies a fault-controlled valley created during the initial rifting of Africa from North America, again known as the South Georgia Rift. Eventually, the seaway filled in with sediments shed from the eroding Appalachian Mountains. These land-derived sediments eventually did cover and bury the northern and central portions of peninsular Florida, thus shutting down the carbonate factory in these parts of Florida. But this did not happen until about 30 million years ago. Much of the southern portion of peninsular Florida continues to be a carbonate factory.